You have said where two or three gather together in your name, there you are.
你说若两三个人奉你名聚会，你就在他们的当中。
You're standing in the midst.
主啊，你就在他们的当中。
We are so thankful that you are the baptizer.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是那个施洗的那一位。
You have received the promise from the Father.
你已经从父神那边领受到了应许。
And you said you would pour it out upon all of us.
但是你会将那个倾倒下来，为着我们每一位。
We ask tonight that you will baptize us in your Holy Spirit.
今天晚上，我们求你用你的圣灵来为我们浇灌。
Give us a fresh baptism.
给我们一个新鲜的、更新的灵浸。
Fill us with fire.
主啊，将火浇灌下来。
For you are fire.
主啊，你就是那个火。
Our God is a consuming fire.
我们的神是那个火。
Burn up all the pride.
烧尽我们一切的骄傲。
All the self-love.
同时也烧尽我们一切的自爱。
Consume us with your fire.
主啊，用你的火来烧尽我们里面的一切。
We're asking tonight for your spirit to control.
主啊，今天晚上我们求你来掌权。
Anoint our words.
主啊，来恩膏我们的话。
Anoint our ears.
主啊，恩膏我们的耳朵。
That we may hear you speak to us.
所以我们可以听到你对我们所说的话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's so good to be with you this evening.
今天这晚上很高兴能够与你们在一块。
This is a special day.
今天是一个很特别的日子。
As we know, this is Pentecost Sunday.
我们都知道今天是五旬节的星期天。
Some of you in Asia, it may be Pentecost Monday.
你们那些还在亚洲的，对你们来说可能是五旬节的星期一。
And as we remember that Jesus poured out his spirit on the day of Pentecost.
当我们在纪念耶稣在五旬节那一天，将他灵浇灌下来的时候。
The 120 were all gathered together in one place.
他的120个门徒，他们都在同一个地方聚集。
And the e-school makes us all in one place.
但是我们在这个网络上的学校，我们大家就同样都在同一个地方聚集。
And they were all with one accord.
我们同心合一。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What were they doing for 10 days?
他们在那10天当中做了些什么呢?
They were waiting in the presence of the Lord.
他们在神的同在中等待。
Jesus said to them, tarry.
耶稣跟他们说,
wait.
你们要等,
for the promise of the Father.
神所应许的,
they didn't know how long they had to wait.
那些门徒他们并不知道他们必须要等多久。
But they were obedient.
但是他们都顺服了。
And they waited.
他们都就在那里等。
Oh, hallelujah. When Jesus came, he poured out his spirit upon them.
当耶稣来的时候，他将他的灵浇灌在那120个使徒的身上。
He filled every one of them with the Holy Spirit.
每一个人都受了神的灵的充满。
And they began to speak in other tongues.
然后他们就开始说方言。
They were from all different areas and had different languages.
在不同的区域，他们有不同的方言。
They were gathered together for the Feast of Pentecost.
但是他们都因着这个五旬节的宴席聚集在一起。
And suddenly they heard somebody speaking in their own language.
但是忽然间他们听到别人可以说着他们家乡的方言。
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
这是不是很奇妙呢?
In the midst of the Chinese meeting, all of a sudden I heard somebody speaking in English.
我们在中文的聚会当中，忽然我听到有人在讲英文。
The glories of God and praising God.
神的荣耀，我们赞美主。
That's what God had promised in the book of Joel.
那也是神在约伯记当中所应许的。
He said, "Your old men and your young men."
他说你们老年人还有你们这些年轻人。
Your old women and your young women.
你们这些年老的妇人还有那些年轻的女子。
Everyone was included.
每一位都包括在里面。
He said, "I will pour out my spirit on all flesh."
神说，凡有血气的，我要将我的灵浇灌在他们的身上。
Because God knew that was the only way we could live a life obedient to Him.
因为神知道这是唯一的方法，我们可以在他里面持有我们的顺服。
The disciples had tried to live a life of obedience to Jesus.
使徒们他们试着要过一个顺服的生活，对着耶稣过着这个顺服的生活。
Last year, when we began our study on humility, we used Andrew Murray's book.
去年当我们开始来探讨谦卑这个主题的时候，我们用穆安德烈的书。
This is my copy.
然后我这边有一份。
It was given to me 50 years ago.
这一份是在50多年前被别人送给我的。
My teacher knew this is such an important book.
我的老师他知道这是一本非常重要的书。
Andrew Murray wrote it under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
穆安德烈是在圣灵的启示之下写出这本书。
Tonight I'm reading to you from chapter 5.
今天晚上我从第五章这边念起。
Called Humility in the Disciples of Jesus.
在门徒耶稣门徒身里面的那个谦卑。
It's the second page.
这是第五章里面的第二页。
We're talking about the disciples.
他讲到这些使徒们。
There was in them an attachment to Jesus.
在他里面，他们都有对着耶稣的那个感情上的那个
They had forsaken all for him.
Sorry, Martha.
They forsook everything for Jesus.
他们为着耶稣抛弃了一切。
And God had revealed to them that He was the Son of God.
然后神就向这些使徒们显示说，耶稣就是神的儿子。
They believed in Him.
那些使徒们相信耶稣。
They loved Him.
他们爱耶稣。
They obeyed His commandments.
同时，他们顺服耶稣的教导。
They had forsaken all to follow him.
他们抛弃了一切来跟随耶稣。
When others walked away from Jesus, they stayed with him.
当别人离弃耶稣的时候，这些门徒选择继续跟随耶稣。
They felt they were ready to die for him.
同时他们也知道他们随时都愿意为耶稣来舍命。
But deeper down in their hearts was a dark power.
但是在他们内心深处其实有个黑暗的力量。
They didn't realize it.
他们并不知道那个力量在哪里。
They were hardly aware.
他们完全没有意识到。
But it had to be slain and cast out.
但是那个力量必须要被驱赶出去。
Before they could be true witnesses of the power of God to save.
在这些使徒能够成为耶稣基督真正的见证人。能够来得拯救之前，那个黑暗力量必须要被驱赶出去。
It is still the same today.
今天我们的情况也是一样的。
We may find many ministers, evangelists, and workers.
我们可能可以发现非常多传福音的人或者是宣教士。
Missionaries and teachers.
宣教士或者是教师。
Who may have gifts of the Spirit.
他们可能接受了圣灵。
And they're a blessing to many.
同时他们对很多人来说是一个祝福。
But when we get to know them better,
但是当我们更多的认识他们的时候，
and the testing time comes,
当那个试炼的时候来到的时候，
it is revealed that the grace of humility is missing.
我们可以看到就是那个谦卑在很多的时候我们是没有办法从这些人身上找到的。
That's why I've been saying to you how we need to ask Jesus to show us ourselves the way he sees us.
所以这就是为什么常常告诉大家说，我们必须要请耶稣将他看我们的那个样子，将我们的本相显给我们看。
When we pray that prayer, Jesus opens our eyes.
当我们做这样的祷告的时候，耶稣把我们的眼睛打开。
He uses the circumstances of our daily life
他用我们日常生活当中各式各样的处境跟难处，
to show us how proud we are.
让我们知道我们其实都是一个骄傲的人。
How self-centered we are.
我们是如何以自我为中心。
How we have the same attitude the disciples did.
同时神也向我们显现，我们的态度跟那些使徒其实是一样的。
There's only one deliverance that we can hope for.
我们唯一的救赎，可以的，可我们唯一盼望可以得到救赎是。
God had to give us the same spirit that possessed Jesus Christ.
神将那个占有耶稣的那个灵，同样的那个灵，神要赐给我们，它也就是我们唯一的救赎。
That's why Pentecost Sunday is so very precious day.
那就是为什么这个五旬节的这一天是一个非常宝贵的日子。
This is the day they received the promise of the Father.
今天是我们领受到父神他所应许的那个重要的日子。
Remember, Jesus told the disciples, "It's necessary for you that I go away."
你记得耶稣告诉那些门徒说，对你来说，我离开是必须的。
When I go away, then the Holy Spirit will come.
当我离开之后，那位恩惠师、法惠师会降临。
I won't be just walking with you.
保惠师他与你们同行。
I'll be living in you.
同时他会住在你的里面。
I will possess you with my spirit.
同时我会用我的圣灵来占有你们。
If we look in the Gospel of Luke 22,
如果我们翻到路加福音22章。
We have this verse. 22:24-27, if you will read that.
路加福音22章第24节到27节，门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算伟大？耶稣说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩主，但你们不可这样，你们里头伟大的，大要像引诱的。为首领的，倒要像服侍人的。是谁为大？是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大吗？然而我在你们中间，如同服侍人的。
This is before Jesus went to the cross.
这是在耶稣升天之前他所说的话。
We find them disputing with each other.
我们发现基督的那个门徒们他们起了争论。
They were trying to decide who would be the chief.
他们想要知道说他们中间谁可以算伟大的。
Who would be the one that's in charge?
谁是可以来治理，在他们中间做治理的那一位。
And everybody would have to listen to them.
所以其他人都必须要听那个做伟大的那个。
But Jesus says, I am among you as one who serves.
但是耶稣说，我在你们中间是如同服侍人。
You remember before he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he had the Last Supper with them.
你记得在耶稣他跟门徒们共进晚餐，也就是他去到那个花园之前。
And Jesus gets up from the table, takes a basin and a towel.
耶稣他拿起了水盆，然后还有毛巾。
And he stoops down by each one and washes their feet.
耶稣他到了门徒的旁边，然后为每一个门徒来洗他们的脚。
He washed every one of them.
他洗每一个门徒。
Even Judas Iscariot.
即便是犹大那个卖耶稣的。
Peter said, "Oh no, not me! You never will humble yourself before me."
彼得他说，哦，你不要帮我洗。
But Jesus said, "If I don't wash you, you have no part with me."
但是耶稣跟彼得说，如果不洗你的话，你与我就没有份。
And then Peter says, "Well, wash my head and hands and all of me."
那彼得就说，那我也洗我的头我的手。
And Jesus said, no, I wash your feet.
耶稣说，我就洗你的脚。
And then Peter says, if everybody denies you, I'll never do it.
彼得他说，可能会有人会否认你，但是我绝对不会这样做。
And Jesus warns him, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
那耶稣就告诉彼得说，在鸡叫以前，你会否认我三次。
Peter says never.
彼得说这绝不可能。
But then he found out what Jesus said was true.
但是后来彼得发现耶稣所说的是真的。
Jesus knew what was in his heart.
耶稣知道在彼得心里面所存的是什么。
The same as we were reading here. He knows what's in our heart.
就像我们在这里所读的，耶稣他知道我们心里所存的是什么。
We may be like the disciples. We've left everything for Jesus.
我们很可能像耶稣，像耶稣的门徒一样，我们放弃了一切的事情来跟随耶稣。
We have followed him wherever he led us.
无论耶稣带我们去哪里，我们都跟随他。
But we have never realized.
但是，我们并不明白的是
that there is a greater deliverance needed inside of us.
在我们里面，其实我们需要一个更大的救赎。
We need to have our self-life slain.
Self-life slain?
Yes, put to death.
我们必须要让我们自己的老我完全的弃绝并死掉。
We have to have our pride.
我们必须要让我们的骄傲。
We need to be set free from it.
我们必须要完全弃绝我们的骄傲。
That's the great work of the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵一个奇妙的工作。
So as we looked at the disciples in the gospel, see them arguing and fighting with each other.
所以当我们看到在福音书里面这些使徒他们在争论的时候，
They were walking with Jesus every day.
他们已经每次都与耶稣基督同行。
They saw his example of being a servant to them.
同时，他也看到耶稣，踩了一个仆人的样式来服侍这些使徒们。
But they needed something more.
但是这些使徒们，他们需要更多。
Just like we need more.
就像我们也需要的更多。
We need the Spirit of Jesus to indwell us.
我们需要耶稣的灵住在我们的里面。
And after they waited in His presence, He poured out His Spirit.
就在这些使徒们在那边等着神的同在之后，神将他的圣灵浇灌在他们身上。
We see Peter completely changed.
我们可以看到彼得完全的改变了。
He set free.
彼得自由了。
He no longer is afraid of people.
同时彼得不再惧怕人们。
He yields himself to the Holy Spirit.
他把他自己的主权让给了圣灵。
And he spoke the words of the Holy Spirit gave him.
同时他说着圣灵所传给他的话。
And we know what happened. 3,000 souls were saved.
所以我们大家都知道发生了什么事，三千人得救信主。
This is why Jesus came.
这就是为什么耶稣来到这个世界上。
He came to set us free.
耶稣来是要叫我们的自由。
He came to deliver us.
耶稣是来叫我们的释放。
Many times God's Spirit came upon the people in the Old Testament.
很多时候在旧约当中，每当神的灵临到人的身上的时候，
and they did great things for God.
那些领受圣灵的人，他们可以为神做奇妙的事。
But when our Lord Jesus came to this earth,
但是当耶稣基督来到这世界上来服侍人的时候。
All that he did in dependence on God's Spirit.
无论他所做的，他都是靠着神的灵来做的。
If we read the Gospel of John, we see over and over again, he says, the works I do are not mine, but them are my Father's.
如果我们看约翰福音的话，我们会看他不断的提到，就是说耶稣他所讲的，我所做的工不是出于我自己，乃是出于那差我来的父。
He said, the works that I do are not mine, they're my Father's.
我所做的工不是我自己的，乃是我父的。
He who has seen me has seen the Father.
如果你看到，你就像看到我天父一样。
He was trying to show us our need for the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是想要让我们知道，我们对圣灵是极其的需要。
Hallelujah. Let's turn to Philippians 2.
我们看到，腓立比书第二章。
Praise the Lord. This is a picture of the Lord Jesus.
腓立比书第二章，这边是这边经节描述着耶稣的形象。
I want you to read the first four verses, Daniel.
腓立比书第二章一到四节。所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Here we have Paul telling us that we need to be like-minded.
这边保罗告诉我们，我们必须要像耶稣的心为心。
Be of one accord.
我们必须要一样的心思，一样的意念。
And be of one mind.
要有一样的意念。
That's exactly what we found out in the book of Acts, chapter 2. They were all in one accord.
在《使徒行传》中第二章，我们也看到，就是这里所说的，他们意念相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
And that's when the Holy Spirit was poured out.
这也就是当耶稣的灵所浇灌下来的工作。
Paul says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit."
没有东西是因着自己的自负做出来的。
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself.
只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Don't look at your own interests, but the interests of others.
个人不要单顾自己的事。也要顾别人的事。
Now there's only one way to have that possible.
如果要将让这个圣经当中所提到这些东西成真的话，只有一个方法。
We need God's Spirit to possess us.
我们需要被神的灵来占有。
Have you received the baptism in the Holy Spirit?
你有受过圣灵的洗吗？
I'll tell you, I was just a young teenager. 50 years ago,
在50年前，当我还是一个少女的时候，
when the Lord gave me the gift of tongues,
当神给我方言的这个恩赐，
but that was just the beginning.
但是那只是一个起头。
Today, I see my need for more of the Holy Spirit to fill me.
今天我可以看到，我需要更多的圣灵来充满我。
I've been asking him all weekend, give me a fresh baptism in the Spirit.
在这个周末我不断地向神来。
With his Spirit.
同时我们的身体也可以被圣灵来充满。
He wants us to present our bodies as empty vessels to him.
所以我们将我们的身体献上，就像那个倒空的器皿一样。
Remember the story of the 10 virgins? 10 of them had oil and 10 did not.
你记得那个十个童女的故事吗？有五个，他们灯里面有油，五个里面没有油。
And the bridegroom came, and only five were ready.
And 当新郎来的时候，只有五个童女预备好了。
The five that were ready were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那五个已经预备好的童女，他们受圣灵的充满。
So we want to have him fill us with his Spirit.
我们想要用神可以用他的圣灵来充满我们。
We want to walk in the Spirit.
我们要与圣灵同行。
As we read in Paul's epistles, walk in the Spirit.
当我们在读保罗书信的时候，就像他当中所说的，在圣灵当中行走。
Our Heavenly Father knew this is the only way to have us pleasing in His sight.
我们的天父知道，这是唯一的方法，我们可以来取悦他。
And Jesus was willing to pay the price for our sin.
当耶稣他愿意为我们的罪来付上代价。
He was willing to shed his blood to wash away our evil.
他愿意为着我们的过犯来流血舍命。
And the one thing he conquered so greatly was our pride.
然后有一件耶稣他所成就的极其大的，就是他可以让帮助我们胜过我们的骄傲。
Let's continue reading verse 5 of Philippians 2. Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书第二章第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Verse 7, he made himself of no reputation.
他并不顾自己的名誉。
He became a servant.
他采取了仆人的样式。
He came in the likeness of a man.
他既有人的样子。
And then verse 8, he humbled himself.
他就自己谦卑。
And became obedient to the point of death.
存心顺服，以至于死，且死字写在死在十字架上。
Even the death of the cross.
死在十字架上。
The devil tempted Jesus to win the kingdom by exalting himself.
撒旦他试探耶稣，如果耶稣来遵从这个撒旦的话，撒旦要把这个国赐给耶稣。
But when Jesus was tempted, he overcame the devil.
但是耶稣胜过撒旦的这个试探。
He became obedient.
他顺服了神。
He went to the cross to pay the price for our pride.
耶稣他上了十字架上，为我们的罪付上了赎罪祭。
When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, pride entered their heart.
当亚当跟夏娃他们在伊甸园犯罪的时候，那个骄傲就进到他们的心里面。
The devil promised them, "You'll be like God. You'll know everything."
但是撒旦对亚当跟夏娃说，你们会像神一样的。
But when Jesus comes,
但是当耶稣来的时候，
he humbled himself.
他采取了一个谦卑的样式。
And he conquered the devil.
他胜过了撒旦。
He won the victory for us.
耶稣为我们得了一个胜仗。
And when he won the victory, he wants to set us free.
当耶稣得胜之后，他要叫我们得自由。
He wants to break the chains of pride.
耶稣要帮助我们可以砍断那个骄傲的锁链。
The selfish ambition.
还有那个自我的野心。
The conceit.
还有那个自负跟骄傲。
We feel superior to others.
或者是那个我们一个觉得比自己别人好的来的态度。
Many times in the Church of Jesus, we start out as very humble workers.
很多时候我们在教会的工作，我们都是从一个非常谦卑的样式开始的。
But when God blesses us,
但是当神给了我们祝福之后
，and He uses us to be a blessing.
或者说当神教我们成为别人的祝福的时候、
we're tempted to be independent of the Lord.
我们就很容易受试探，然后从对神的依靠上面来走开。
We don't realize our greatest power is to submit to His authority.
我们并不了解，就是说其实那个更大的力量是来自于我们对神的顺服。
That as we humble ourselves,
当我们谦卑自己的时候，
as we become empty vessels,
当我们成为那个倒空器皿的时候，
there's more room for him to fill us with himself.
我们才能够有更多的空间让耶稣来进来充满我们。
But when Jesus was willing to come into the world to be our savior,
当耶稣基督他愿意来到这世界上成为我们的救主的时候，
God promised him the gift of the Holy Spirit.
神应许了那个圣灵成为礼物。
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah! He walked in the Spirit.
耶稣在与圣灵同行。
He did the miracles in the Spirit.
靠着圣灵，他行神迹奇事。
He spoke the words the Spirit gave him.
同时，靠着圣灵，他来传讲神的话。
And before he went to the cross, he said, "It It's necessary for you that I go away.
在他上十字架之前，他对门徒说：“这是必要的，我必须要离开。
If I go away, I will come back.
如果我先离开的话，我才会再回来。
This time I will not.
主啊，是天父的应许，求你将他倾倒下来。
Like you did on the day of Pentecost.
主啊，就像在五旬节那一天一样。
Help us that when we learn to wait on you.
主啊，帮助我们，当我们学着来安静等候你的时候
，We will wait in faith.
我们是在信心中来等待
，For the promise of the Father to be poured out upon us.
神的应许，所应许的灵可以浇灌充满下来。
That you will come again. You will come to live within us.
神啊，你会再来到这世上，你会来住在我们的中间。
Help us to surrender completely.
主啊，你会坐在我们的里面，让我们可以全然的降服。
And find everything in you.
让我们可以在你里面找到一切我们所需要的。
Live out your life of humility within us.
同时，我们可以在我们的里面活出那个耶稣基督性，谦卑的性情跟样式。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.Wonderful victory that God gave. Verse 10, that Jesus was exalted.
耶稣基督被高举了。这是何等美好的得胜，也是神所赐给我们的。
Every tongue would confess he is Lord.
每一个人都会承认他是基督是主。
And we are to continue to obey him.
我们也要继续的顺服他。
In verse 12, it says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling."
Martha, are you?
I'm in verse 12 of chapter 2. Verse 12.
In which book, 加勒边?
12. Number 12.
No, I mean in which book?
We're in Philippians 2 still.
Okay. 十二节，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。第十三节，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们里面运行，为要成就他的美意。
We had read up to that point before.We're to work out our salvation, but realize it's God who's working it in us.
很多时候我们并不明白，其实是神在我们的里面来工作。
And here's another verse that's good, 14, do all things without complaining and disputing.
同时这边还有另外一节经节，是14节，凡所行的都不要发怨言及争论。
And that is so important.
这里的提醒是非常的重要的。
The Lord dealt with me several years ago.
几年前，神就是在这个方面来教导我。
He said he wanted me to stop complaining.
神叫我不要再抱怨了。
Stop criticizing.
同时不要再评论别人。
And get victory from conceit.
同时要从自负当中得胜。
If you look in Philippians 2, verse 3 that we've read above there, it says, Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
在第三节，同一章里面第三节，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑。
God wants to free us.
神要教我们得自由。
He wants no complaints to come out of our mouth.
他希望我们口里不要有任何的抱怨。
That's what happened in the wilderness. The children of Israel complained for 40 years.
那就是在那个旷野当中流浪的那40年，那些以色列人他们很多的抱怨。
Why they were thinking about themselves.
他们所顾念的就只是他们自己。
There was that self-centeredness.
他们是非常的以自我为中心。
Thinking of their own pleasure.
他们所顾虑的是自己的益处
，and the desires of their flesh，
还有他们肉体上的欲望。
Oh, but the Lord is wanting us to be free from complaining。
但是神要我们从抱怨当中走出来。
He wants us freed from conceit of thinking we know better than anybody else.
同时神要我们从自负当中走出来，不要再一直想说我们比别人知道的多很多。
And the only hope we have is to be filled with His Spirit.
唯一的希望我们有可能可以从这些当中走出来，就是让圣灵来充满我们。
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to turn to one of Peter's writing. It's the Epistle of Peter, chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们翻到彼得前书，第五章。
Remember, this is Peter who was one that disputed, one that argued, one that...
你们要记得这个彼得就是那个很喜欢跟别人争论的那个彼得。
He was one that was very conceited.
同时他也是一个非常自负的人。
But then we witness the great change that happened when the Holy Spirit came upon him.
但是我们大家都发现，就是当圣灵充满彼得的时候，在他身上所发生那个巨大的改变。
He was a broken and an empty vessel.
彼得被破碎，成为一个倒空的器皿。
He had confessed his sin.
彼得认了他的罪。
He went out and wept bitterly.
他在否认耶稣之后，他去到外面痛哭。
And he said, "Yes, Jesus, I love you."
同时，他告诉耶稣说他爱耶稣。
And he waited in his presence those 10 days.
在那十天当中，他等着神的同在。
And the glorious victory, 3,000 souls are saved as he opens his mouth to speak the word of God.
当彼得打开了口来说神的话的时候，那个荣耀的得胜临到他，3000个灵魂得拯救。
Now we're reading in the Epistle of Peter many years later when he is old man.
所以很久之后，我当彼得写他的彼得前书的时候，当这时候他已经是一个年老的人。
Chapter 5, the elders who are among you, I exhort, who am also a fellow elder.
我是做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我们同做长老的人。
A witness of the sufferings of Christ and a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的。
So here Peter is talking to leaders. He's a leader himself.
彼得他本身已经是一个领导人，然后他是在对其他的那些领导人在说话。
He's talking to pastors.
他是在跟那些牧师们说话。
Maybe you are a pastor of a cell group.
你可能是一个牧师。
So he'd be speaking to you.
那彼得在这里所说的，同时也就是对你所说的话。
Teacher, if he's speaking to us.
彼得是一个教师，他在对我们说话。
He said, "Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly."
我要牧养在你们中间神的羊群，按着神旨意照管他们。不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
I love this verse 3.
我喜欢第三节。
Not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Peter has been delivered from wanting to be the chief.
彼得已经从神那边得着拯救，得着救赎。
He remembered Jesus washing his feet.
你们记得耶稣洗了彼得的脚。
He's telling these elders.
他这边告诉那些长老们。
Don't lord it over people.
不要辖制所托付你们的。
But be an example to them like Christ was.
乃是做群羊的榜样。
Then he says, when the chief shepherd appears, you'll receive the crown of glory that doesn't fade away.
同时彼得接着说，到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And now Paul is talking to, or Peter is talking to the younger people.
接下来彼得他是对着那些年幼的人说话。
Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders.
他对着那些年幼的说，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
I have found with working with the Chinese people for 10 or 12 years that they easily submit to someone older than them.
我发现当我跟很多华人同工的时候，大部分的华人都比较容易能够顺服年长的。
Much more easily than the American people.
跟美国人比较起来，华人比较容易顺服年长的。
But then Peter goes on to say, yes, all of you be submissive to one another.
但是彼得接着说，就是你们众人也当以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
And be clothed with humility.
要以谦卑束腰。
He's saying that to all of us, whether you are a pastor or a teacher or a deacon.
彼得这边的教导是关于我们每一个人的，无论是说你是年长年幼的，或者说你是教导人的，或者是你是被教导的。
Don't act like you're the boss.
不要想说你好像是他们的老板一样。
And everything you say has to be followed.
然后任何你所说的事情，他们都一定要照着你所说的去做，不要这样想。
Peter's saying, be submissive to one another.
彼得在这里讲说，你们必须要彼此顺服。
And here he tells us what our garment is to be. Be clothed with humility.
同时在这里告诉我们说，当我们穿衣服的时候，要记得我们是要以谦卑束腰。
This is the garment the bride must wear.
我们必须要穿着这个谦卑的衣服，也就是新妇必须要穿的衣服。
The bridegroom wants a bride that looks like him.
那个新郎他要新妇看起来像新郎自己一样。
They say when people live together very long, they start to look alike.
你有没有听过就是说，很多人他们当住在一起久了之后，他们看起来就会越来越像。
And Jesus wants the bride to resemble him.
同时耶稣要这个新娘可以看起来像他一样，像耶稣自己一样。
And he gave us this robe of righteousness.
Sorry, come again, Martha.
He gave us the robe of righteousness.
同时我们要穿着那个正义的衣袍。
And he wants to clothe us with his humility.
他要用他的谦卑来装扮我们。
And the rest of the verses of warning, God resists the proud but gives grace.
接下来在第五节他就提到说，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
所以在第六节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
And we finish with the verse, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you.
所以在第七节，他这边做个结论，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Jesus loves His church.
耶稣爱他的教会。
He's looking for lovers in his church.
耶稣在教会里面寻找他的爱人。
The Holy Spirit is desiring a bride for the Christ.
同时圣灵也在为耶稣寻找耶稣的心腹。
He's searching all over the world.
圣灵在世界各个地方寻找。
And he promises to clothe us with himself.
同时他应许他要将他自己成为我们的装备。
You remember in the book of Revelation, chapter 3,
你们记得在那个启示录第三章所说的吗？
The church of Laodicea. Chapter 3 of Revelation, we'll read it.
Chapter 3, 给那个撒底教会的信。
Hallelujah.He says to the church, verse 15, I know your work, that you're neither cold or hot.
在第十五节，他这边说到，我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热。
I wish you were either cold or hot, because you're lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth.
我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷不热。所以我就必从我口中把你吐出去。
You want to read 17 and 18?
接下来第十七节跟第十八节说，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。 我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Yes, Jesus said, you said that you don't need anything, you're quite satisfied with yourself.
所以他这里实际就是说，我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
But you don't know how wretched you are.
因为你并不知道你缺的是什么。
You don't know how miserable.
你可能并不明白你自己其实这样会不可怜。
Naked.
贫穷，瞎眼，赤身。
And naked.
瞎眼赤身的。
That's why it's so important to say, Jesus, show me myself the way I really am.
所以，这也是为什么，我们要再次跟神说，主，求你将我的本相显现给我看。
All the disciples had a revelation of what was in them.
所以那些使徒们，他们都有神给他们启示，让他们知道他们里面的本相是什么样子。
At the time Jesus was arrested, they all forsook him and fled.
当耶稣被逮捕的时候，他的门徒全部都跑光了。
When it was going to cost them their life, they were afraid.
Sorry, come again, Martha.
When they realized it might cost them their life, they ran away.
所以那些门徒知道说，当这个东西会给他们带来生命上的危险的时候，他们通通都跑掉。
But here Jesus said, "I'll tell you what to do."
但是耶稣告诉他们说，我可以告诉你该做些什么。
Buy for me gold that's been refined in the fire.
耶稣告诉他们说，我劝你向我买火炼的金子。
That you may be rich.
叫你富足。
And white garments that you may be clothed.
同时买白衣穿上。
And your nakedness will not be revealed.
叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
Anoint your eyes with my eye salve.
用买眼药擦你的眼睛。
That you may see.
使你能看见。
As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten and correct.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。
Therefore, repent.
所以你要悔改。
So here he's telling us that he wants to give us white garment.
这节他讲到说，他要给我们白衣。
He wants to clothe us.
他要为我们穿上那个白衣。
He's clothing us with his righteousness.
他是用他的公义为我们穿上那个白衣。
And Peter said to the church, be clothed with humility.
彼得他对教会说，你们要以谦卑束腰。
That is the same spirit that possessed the Lord Jesus Christ.
神他的灵也是那个占有耶稣的灵。
And Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If you open, I'll come in.
耶稣说我会打开那门，让他们进来。
And we will have up together.
我们会在一起。
You open the door, I'll come in.
我会打开门，你们就进来。
We have Jesus promised that he will do the work in us.
耶稣他应许他会在我里面做成他的工。
So when you've been practicing and learning to wait upon the Lord,
当你不断持续的练习安静等候神的时候，
do it in faith.
你要做在信心里面来做。
That Jesus is changing you.
耶稣他会来改变你。
Jesus is clothing you with his righteousness.
耶稣他会用他的公义来为你穿上衣服。
He is filling you with his Spirit.
耶稣他是靠着他的圣灵来成就他所应许的。
And when you maybe don't feel anything,
很多时候你并不会感觉到任何的事情。
But receive it by faith.
但是你必须要在信心当中来接受。
Because remember what he said to us in Luke that if you ask, you receive.
你要记得他所应许的，当你开口祈求，就必给你。
If you seek, you will find.
当你寻求，你就必得着。
If you knock, it'll be open to you.
你敲门，门就会为你打开。
Hallelujah. All that we need to do is to seek with our whole heart.
我们必须要全心的来寻求。
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was Luke 11. I just want to read a couple verses in Luke 11.
Say again, Martha.
Luke, Gospel of Luke, chapter 11.
路加福音，十一章
Verse 9, which we just said. If ask and it will be given you, seek and you'll find, knock and it'll be open.
路加福音十一章第九节。
11, chapter 11 of Luke.
One second, Martha. 我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们。
You want to repeat it after me?
Yes.
Ask and you will find.
祈求就给你们。
Seek and you'll find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock and it'll be open.
叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives.
因为凡祈求的就得着。
He who seeks finds.
寻找的就寻见。
To him who knocks, it'll be open.
叩门的就给他开门。
And then Jesus tells about if his son asks for bread from his father, will he give him a stone?
同时耶稣告诉我们，连中间做父亲的有谁，儿子就并反给他石头的呢？
If he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent?
如果你救鱼，反而拿蛇当鱼给他呢？
If he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion?
如果求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Oh, let us believe the Lord.
我们也必须要相信神所说的话。
Let us believe if we ask, we will receive.
我们必须要相信，当我们寻祈求的时候，就给我们。
If we seek, we will find.
当我们寻找，我们就会寻见。
He will pour out His Spirit upon us.
我们祈求他的圣灵来浇灌我们。
He will make the great change in us.
他会在我们身上做大的改变。
Oh, I've been praying that we'll never be the same.
我一直在祷告，我们不会再是一样的。
These are days of preparation.
现在是预备我们的日子。
Some of you will be joining us at Pilgrim Camp in June.
在你们当中有一些在六月的时候会在Pilgrim Camp 跟我们碰面。
And there's been much prayer that there would be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们不断为这个营地来祷告，在那时候会有圣灵极大的浇灌。
But during this time of seeking Him, let us believe.
但是在我们寻求神的时候，我们同时必须要相信。
Let us wait in His presence.
让我们在他同在里面来等待。
And every day when we are waiting upon Him, let us believe.
每天当我们在等候神的时候，让我们可以相信。
Jesus, I receive.
相信我会领受圣灵。
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. They were in an upper chamber.
我们是在那个内室。
The song says they were all in one accord.
诗篇里面他讲到说他们都同心合一。
When the Holy Ghost descended.
同时圣灵就降下来了。
As was promised by our Lord.
就如同神所应许的一样。
And the verse goes, Oh Lord, send the fire just now.
同时这个圣经经也继续讲说主啊将那个火赐下。
Our God is the consuming fire.
我们的神就是那个大火烈火。
Burn up all of the dross.
把我们里面的杂质通通都烧尽。
Burn up all the pride.
主啊，一切的骄傲全部都烧毁。
Burn up everything that hinders.
主啊，一切的拦阻都求你把它烧掉。
Let your fire fall upon us.
主啊，愿你的火可以降临在我们的身上。
Cleanse us with your fire.
主啊，用你的火来洁净我们。
Our God is a consuming fire.
我们的神是那个烈火的神。
Oh Lord, we pray that you will pour out your fire.
主，我们祷告祈求你可以将那个大火来赐下。
Pour it out upon us.
主啊，用那个大火可以降在我们的身上。
Burn up everything that's not like you.
主啊，任何不像你的东西，求你完全都把它烧掉。
Let us free.
主啊，把那些都烧毁。
Like you said, whom the sun sets free is free indeed.
主啊，让我们可以得自由。
Break every chain.
主啊，所有的锁链都求你来断开。
Lord, I pray for your light to penetrate the darkness.
同时我觉得你的光可以照耀，照透在那个黑暗当中。
Even on Christians, there's much darkness.
主啊，在基督徒身上其实有很多黑暗的地方。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
耶稣说，我是世界上的光。
In him is no darkness at all.
在他里面完全没有黑暗。
He wants to fill our bodies with his light.
他用他的光来充满我们的身体。
Open your soul.
把你的灵魂打开。
Raise your hands.
把你的手举起来。
Say, oh Jesus, fill me with your light.
把你的手举起来，向耶稣来祷告，求耶稣用他的光来充满你。
Fill me with your fire.
主啊，用你的火来充满我。
Consume my pride.
主啊，把我里面的骄傲给烧毁。
Consume my conceit.
主啊，把我里面的自负给烧毁。
Consume my attitude of superiority.
主啊，求把我里面那个自为高大的那个态度给挪去。
Clothe me with your humility.
主啊，将你的谦卑赐给我。
Clothe me with your purity.
主啊，用你的圣洁来装扮我。
Oh Jesus, we want to be in your bride.
主啊，我们要成为你的心腹。
We want to be changed into your image from glory to glory.
主啊，我们要荣上加荣，可以成为你的形象。
Jesus, pour out your spirit. Hallelujah.
主啊，让你的圣灵浇灌下来。
Pour out your Holy Spirit.
主啊，你的圣灵浇灌下来。
Your spirit is a Holy Spirit.
主啊，你的灵是神圣的灵。
It's a delivering spirit.
主啊，是个那个浇灌的灵。
In your light, we will see light.
主啊，在你的光中，我们才得以见光。
Oh, shine your light upon us.
主啊，愿你光照我们。
Because you said not only you're the light of the world, you said we were the light of the world.
主啊，你说不仅仅你是这世上的光，同时我们也是这世上的光。
Cause us to shine in this dark world.
主啊，在这黑暗的世界，帮助我们能够为你来照亮。
The light of your presence shining through us.
主啊，你同在的光可以透过我们来照亮出来。
Like you said, that men may see our good works and glorify our Father.
主啊，让就是刚你所说，人们可能可以看见我们的善功，就将荣耀归给神。
Jesus, I pray for a great change tonight.
主耶稣，我在今天晚上为着那个大改变来祷告。
In every heart,
在每个人的心里面
，whether we are old or whether we are young，
无论是老的或年轻的
，whether we are woman or a man，
无论我们是男是女
，we come hungry，
主啊，我们带着饥饿的心来到你的面前
，we come needy，
就我们带着那渴求来到你的面前
，we want to have the change，
就我们向你来求那个改变。
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
借着你圣灵的力量。
We're so much like the apostles were.
主啊，在那个使徒他们所说的那个光。
We want to be changed like they were changed.
主，我们想要得到的改变，就像他们得到改变一样。
We want to walk in newness of life.
主，我们要在我们要有新的生命。
Let your spirit become within us a well of living water.
主，让你的圣灵在我们里面成为那个活水的泉源。
Let that river of life flow in us and out of us.
主，让那个生命的江河不仅在我们里面流，同时可以从我们的里面流出。
We must have you, Jesus.
主，我们一定要得着你。
We must know you.
我们一定要认识你。
Give us the earnest of the Spirit.
主啊，让我里面有那个饥渴，要得着你的圣灵。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 主，我在我心。主，我在我心。啊，何等奇妙！主恩基督，我在我心。Hallelujah! Let's praise Him. Hallelujah!
我们来赞美主。
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel, you want to pray in Chinese? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let the Lord use you. Glory. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah.
所以说谢谢你，主，求你用你的圣灵更多来充满我们，主啊。 与会这些弟兄姐妹们，是主，求你的圣灵就在这时候来浇灌下来。主，在将我们的本相显现给我们看。主，我们里面的残渣，任何不蒙你所喜悦的，是父神，就是你的火来烧尽那一切。哦，主，真的愿你圣灵的更新不断的做在我们的里面。哦，主，让我们里面可以有更多的谦卑。谢谢你。哦，主，在将我们里面一切的骄傲跟自负都能够除去。 就让我们可以活出你的性情跟样式，让我们可以为着你的名，为着你的缘故，成为这世界上的光。感谢你，孩子这样祷告，祈求奉耶稣基督的圣名 ，Amen。
Amen. Amen. There's a wonderful change when Jesus comes to possess us.
当耶稣来占有我们的时候，我们可以看到那美好的改变。
You know, that change is in our body as well as in our soul and spirit.
你知道那个改变不仅是在我们身体上的改变，同时也在我们的灵魂，还有我们的灵上也得到改变。He
wants to possess the whole person.
他要占有我们的全人。And
so we need to seek more for His Spirit to possess us.
所以我们必须要更多来寻求，能够来被神的灵给占有。And
remember, He is light, and He wants His light to shine in us and out of us.
你要记得神是光。 那个光不仅要在我们里面来照耀，同时要透过我们可以来照耀出来。He
wants to put His joy on our faces.
他要在我们的脸上，给我们更多的喜乐。He
wants to lift us into His glory.
他要把我们带到他荣耀当中。He
wants to break every bondage.
他要为我们来破除一切的捆绑。Hallelujah
to the Lamb.
赞美主，荣耀归给羔羊。
So our lesson today was to start on humility.
所以今天我们要谈的主题是谦卑。
But it came to me that only humility we have is what we receive from His Spirit within us.
我们可以在我们的里面，领受神的灵。
Amen.
Amen.
To be clothed with His humility. Love you, Lord. I have something I wanted to read to you from the Old Testament.
在旧约当中，有一些我要念给你们的东西。
But before we turn there, there's something in Ephesians 4 that is along the same line. So whether it's the Old Testament or the New, it all talks about Jesus.
但是在我们去到旧约之前，在以弗所书第四章也有一些经节，我们先看一下。
I'll read it if you want to follow. Chapter 4 of Ephesians, this is Paul saying, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
这是保罗的话，然后是在以弗所书第四章一到三节。我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
With all lowliness.
Sorry.
Did you read verse 2? With all lowliness and gentleness.
Okay. 第二节，凡事谦卑温柔。
With long suffering.
忍耐。
Bearing with one another in love.
用爱心互相宽容。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络, 竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
I think the title of our first lesson on humility is The Need for Humility for Unity in the Church. You know, the Church, humility is the means of having unity in the Church.
我们知道在我们教会需要合一。
You see what he's saying here? This is our calling to walk with lowliness.
你知道在这里他所说的也是，神给我们的呼召，我们必须要用 谦卑，温柔，彼此宽容。
And gentleness.
温柔。
And bearing with one another in love.
用爱心互相宽容。
And keep the unity of the Spirit.
同时，要保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So it becomes very clear that when you see the church disputing and arguing,
所以它就变得非常的明显，当教会里面有一些争论的时候，
and they can't get along with one another,
他们没有办法和平的相处。
When we read Andrew Murray's book on humility, we see that many missionaries argue and quarrel.
在莫恩德烈那本谦卑的书里面，他提到就是说，有很多传教人传道人，他们彼此争论。
The devil works through our pride to divide us from one another.
恶者透过我们的骄傲，在我们里面来行那个恶工，叫我们与别人分开，分别来。
And that's why Andrew Murray was so desirous to obey the Lord and write this little book on humility.
那就是莫恩德烈为什么非常希望教会能够学习谦卑的功课。
I recently was reading about a missionary to China.
Martha, come again.
I was reading the story of a missionary from China.
我在念一个传道人的故事，他是一个到大陆去宣教的传道人。
And she felt she had to give up the ministry.
他提到他的所做的事工当中。
Because there was so much contention.
有很多的争论。
And so much jealousy and pride.
同时在那个事工当中有很多的骄傲跟嫉妒。
And then she said, what a change happened in her life when she was baptized with the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵来的时候，我们可以希望可以看到这事工有大的改变。
Well, there's a story in 1 Kings of the Old Testament.
我们来看一下在列王记上一个故事。
You know, King David was God's man after God's own heart.
大卫王他是一个明白神的心的人。
He humbled himself.
他降卑自己。
Even though he was sinned, he repented.
他为他自己的罪悔改。
And he humbled himself before the Lord.
他在神的面前卑微自己。
And God forgave him.
神赦免他的过犯。
God cleansed him.
神为他穿上衣。
You have read his story in Psalm 51 where he prayed, create in me a clean heart. Psalm 51.
诗篇51篇。
David's repentance is written there.
那边记载了大卫的悔改。
Where he wanted God to forgive him and cleanse him.
神赦免他的过犯，同时洁净他。
And he became a man after God's own heart.
他就成为那个明白神心意的人。
And even after he died, God honored David.
就在大卫死了之后，神仍然是给大卫他的荣耀。
We read the first verse in Matthew's Gospel, verse 1 in chapter 1.
在福音书中的，sorry, Martha, which book?
1:1, John 1:1.
在约翰福音。
Matthew 1:1.
在马太福音中第一章第一节。
Jesus is called the Son of David.
耶稣他是称为大卫之子。
Because God promised that the Savior would come from David's line.
因为神应许了那个来到这个世界上的救赎主是会从大卫的支系出来。
And his son Solomon took his place on the throne. Solomon.
他的儿子所罗门。
He took David's place when David died.
当大卫过世的时候，所罗门继承了大卫的位置。
And he started out with a very humble beginning.
在所罗门的起初，他是一个谦卑的人。
He asked that God would give him wisdom.
他向神求智慧。
Oh, that is a wonderful request.
那是一个非常好的一个急救。
Hold him, ask me whatever you want, and I'll give it to you.
神说你跟我要什么东西，我会给你。
And Solomon asked him for wisdom to rule the people.
因为所罗门跟神祈求那个治理人民、治理国家的智慧。
But God was so pleased that he gave him riches and he gave him power.
神非常喜悦，所以他按着大卫按着所罗门所祈求的赐给他。
He gave him all three.
神
yeah, all three of them.
所罗门要了三样东西，神将那三样东西都给了所罗门。
Called the wisest man that ever lived.
所罗门成为这世界上那个曾经活过的最有智慧的一个人。
He gave him great wealth.
同时他也非常的富有。
And he gave him great power.
同时他也给他有很大的权力。
But in his prosperity, he fell away from God.
神在他给所罗门的那些富有当中。
There's always that danger.
Come again.
There's always the danger of when prosperity comes.
但是当在富有的背后，他总是伴随着一些危险。
When God blesses us and we prosper,
当神祝福我们的时候，
it's so easy to think that we did it ourselves.
我们很容易就想说是我们自己的努力，我们才有今天的成就。
Pride is always lurking in our heart.
但我们常忘记神，他是在看着我们的心。
And Solomon said he disobeyed God.
然后所罗门他就没有再顺服神。
God told him, be careful now, don't marry women that worship idols.
所罗门他已经被提醒，你不要娶那个外邦拜偶像的女子。
But Solomon didn't keep that word.
但是所罗门并没有将那话放在心里。
He disobeyed.
他没有顺服。
He married 700 women.
他娶了700个女子。
300 concubines.
还有300个妾。
And they worshipped other gods.
那些女子她们敬拜别的神。
And when Solomon got older, they led him to worship other gods.
当所罗门越来越老的时候，那些女子也就带着所罗门去拜别的神了。
This was a very sad story.
这是一个非常悲哀的故事。
You see, even though he had a father like David who always worshipped only the true God.
即便是说所罗门他有一个像大卫这样的父亲，大卫就是只有遵从那个唯一的真神。
And Solomon started out depending on God.
Sorry.
He started out depending on God.
所罗门他最开始的时候他是信靠神的。
But then he became confident in himself.
但是慢慢的所罗门就越来越依靠自己。
And he disobeyed God.
然后他就不再服从神。
He did what pleased him.
他做他自己想要做的事情。
What he wanted.
他想要怎么样做他就怎么样做。
And he died that way.
然后他也因此这样而死。
And he had a son that took his place on the throne.
所罗门他有个儿子接了他的王位。
The son's name was Rehoboam.
那个儿子罗伯安。
And Rehoboam, we read about him in 1 Kings chapter 12.
所以我们就来到列王记上的第十二章，这边有记载罗伯安的事情。
When he became king, the people came before him and asked him to make life easier for them.
罗伯安往示剑去，因为以色列人都到了示剑立他为王。
Their father had made their life hard.
他的父亲使他们负重担，负重轭做苦工。
Because Solomon had built not only God's temple but his own house and many other
items. 因为所罗门他不仅盖圣殿，他还盖了很多其他的神庙。
Oh, I said your father's yoke was heavy on us.
他就说你的那些以色列人就说你父亲使我们负重担，做苦工。
Oh, we've done all this work. Can't you make it easier for us?
现在主你是我们做的苦功夫的重要经一些。
And Rehoboam said, let me think about it for 3 days.
罗伯安对那些以色列人说，你们暂且去，等第三日再来见我。
And Rehoboam asked the elders, the older people that were there in his father's time, what to do? What should I do?
那罗伯安就跟他父亲所罗门在世的时候那些在父亲面前服侍老年人问他们的意见，那就说我应该怎么样回答这些百姓呢？
They had a good word.
然后老年人就跟他们说，跟对罗伯安说，
Yes, they said, if you will be a servant to them.
老年人对罗伯安说，如果王若服侍这民如仆人，
They will serve you all their days.
他们就永远做王的仆人。
That would have been a good word.
这是一个很好的用好话回答他们。
Listen to them.
听这些百姓的要说的。
Ease their burden.
减轻他们的重担。
Make their load lighter.
让他们可以轻松一点。
But Rehoboam then called in his young friends.
但是神在这边也问一些年轻他那些年轻朋友的主意。
And he said to them, "What do you think I should do?"
他问那些同他长大那下人说，我该怎么做呢？当这百姓有这样的要求的时候。
They knew that Rehoboam.
然后他们那些人那些年轻人对王的回复是。
They knew.How to please Rehoboam.
他们知道怎么样要说些什么，那个罗伯安才会听了会高兴。
You tell the people what my father did was easy. What I'm going to do is going to be twice as hard.
你告诉他们，就是说我们父亲给你们负的轭是重的，我要给你们负轭会比那个更重。
I will add to your yoke.
我要加你们负更大的重轭。
My father whipped you with whips.
我的父亲用鞭鞭打你们。
I'm going to scourge you.
我要用那个蝎子的鞭来责打你们。
So, Rehoboam chose to do what felt good to him.
所以罗伯安他选择那些他年轻朋友所讲的建议，按照那个来做。
Chose what would please him.
因为他喜欢那些建议。
And 3 days came, and the people came and asked his decision.
所以第三日，当那些百姓来问罗伯安的决定的时候
，And he said he had decided what the younger men told him, make their work harder.
所以照着少年人所做的主意，他就对你说：“我父亲是你的负重担，我必是你的负更重的轭。
”And if they didn't listen, he would beat them.
如果你不听的话，我会用鞭子来责打你们。
Oh, this caused a great problem.
这个。搞出了一个很大的问题。
The people were so angry.
以色列百姓非常的愤怒。
And they divided the kingdom and they walked away from Rehoboam.
就他们就把这个国分开了，然后就自己回家了。
There were 12 tribes of Israel.
在以色列有12个分支。
10 of them walked away from Rehoboam.
有十个分支。就这样离开罗伯安。
He only had 2 left.
他只剩下两个分支。
That was Judah and Benjamin.
就犹大还有Benjamin.
And they never joined back together again.
这十个支派就没有再重新结合在一起。
They have been separated forever.
他们自从那个之后就完全的分开了。
You see here, this king had.The power to make peace.
你们就可以看到，从这里知道说，一个君王他其实有促成平安的那个能力。
And he forgot that the best use of power is to seek God's will.
然后在这里他并没有明白，就是说最好的方法其实是应该来寻求神的心意。
What is God's way?
要明白神的心意是什么，神的方法是什么。
As leaders in the church and leaders in the fellowship to say, Lord, what is your will?
所以那些在教会里面就是说做领导的位置，应该时常来问神说，神啊，你的心意是什么？
That
Let me give you advice.
哦，主啊，来接近我们。
And that's what his grandfather had said. King David had said, "Show me your way, Lord."
那也就是罗伯安的祖父大卫王，他会说：“主啊，将你的道显示给我。”
Teach me your path.
教导我你的道路。
But because Rehoboam chose what would please him.
但是罗伯安他选择了他自己所想要的。
There was a complete division.
造成了他的国的完全的分裂。
And the only way we can keep unity is to humble ourselves.
那要造成能够促成合一唯一的方式，就是我们必须要谦卑自己。
Humble ourselves before the Lord.
在神的面前，我们要谦卑自己。
Now divisions come in all churches.
很多的教会里面都有分裂跟纷争。
Arguments come in all fellowships.
很多的时候在团契之间也有这样的问题。
Whether it's a big fellowship, like in this case, it was the whole kingdom.
在这样的一个案子里面，我们所看的是一个整个国家。
Or maybe just a little small cell group.
它也很可能就是发生在一个小组里面。
But if we don't keep a humble spirit, there will be division.
如果我们不能谦卑的话，分裂是必然的。
Remember as leaders that we are taught not to lord it over people.
你要记得我们那些做领导的，我们所受的教导是不要去辖制那些我们所领导的那些人。
Peter was saying, be submissive one to another.
就像彼得所说的，我们要学着彼此的顺服。
Be ready to listen to others.
我们同时要时常就是预备好自己，可以听别人想要说些表达的。
Be open to your decision being wrong.
然后同时要知道我们所做的决定并不一定每个是对的，我们必须要能够听不同的意见。
And somebody else may have a better idea.
要知道就是别人的主意可能是更好的。
A better way.
有更好的方法，别人可能有更好的方法。
Instead of arguing and quarreling over it,
与其跟别人争吵争执，
we take it before the Lord.
我们把我们所争论的东西带到神的面前。
And all the group should humble themselves before the Lord and wait for His will.
所有的人都必须要谦卑顺服，然后在神的面前安静的来等候。
That is the Spirit of the Lord working.
那也就是神的灵所做成的工。
He wants His church united.
神要他的教会合一。
He wants our fellowships united.
他要我们的团契合一。
And the only way that will happen is if He fills us with His humility.
合一只有在我们谦卑的时候才有可能发生。
If He gives us that Holy Spirit that humbles us.
那个圣灵可以叫我们谦卑。
And we wait upon Him.
我们在神的面前安静等候。
You remember before Jesus went to the cross, His prayer in John 17.
你记得在那个约翰福音17章里面，当耶稣上十字架之前，他所做的祷告。
He said, Father, I pray that they be one the way we are one.
他的祷告是主啊，你叫那些门徒们，他可以合一，就像我们合一一样。
You and me, and I and you.
你和我，我和你。
And they in us.
他们在我们的里面。
That we all may be one.
我们都可以成为合一的。
So when you see danger of disunity.
所以当你看到那个不合一所带来的危险，
Let us check our hearts.
我们要回去检查我们的内心。
And see if we are clothed with the humility of Jesus.
要检查我们是不是身上穿了耶稣基督那个谦卑的样式。
That He is still the great shepherd, the chief shepherd.
我们要知道，要记得说神是不是还那个大，是不是还是那个大牧人。
And we are all under shepherds.
我们都是那些在大牧人下面的那些小的牧人。
He wants to be Lord of the meetings.
神他要做我们聚会当中的主。
How many times I've heard ministers say, Jesus, this is your meeting.
很多时候，传道人会说，耶稣，这是你的聚会。
We recognize you're the chief shepherd.
我们承认你是那位大牧人。
And we want you to have your way.
同时，我们要你来带领这个聚会。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm very close to my time being up, but I want to pray for you.
我的时间快结束了，但是我要为大家来祷告。
Oh Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
We come before you.
我们来到你的面前。
We want to learn from these lessons in the scripture.
我们要从圣经经节当中来学我们的功课。
That the way to succeed is to humble ourselves.
成功的秘诀是在于我们必须要谦卑。
To come down and be clothed with your humility.
我们必须要下来，要谦卑。
We pray this evening that you will go from heart to heart.
主，今天晚上我们求你来从每一个弟兄姐妹的心里。
And you will pour in your spirit of humility.
主啊，你会将你那谦卑的灵浇灌在每一个心兄弟姐妹们的心里。
That you will fill our hearts with light.
主，你会用你的光来充满我们。
And if there's any pride in our heart.
若是在我们心里面有任何的骄傲
，That you will cause us to repent，
主，你会叫我们为他来悔改
，Convict us，
哦，主啊，来定我们的罪
，Because you told us the work of the Holy Spirit would be to convince us of sin，
主啊，因为你说那个圣灵他的工作就是要让我们能够认罪知罪
，That you came to convict us of sin，
主啊，你来帮助我们，让我们可以看见我们的罪。
And you came to free us.
同时，你要叫我们从那个罪当中得释放、得自由。
Help us to confess our sin.
主啊，帮助我们可以认可以看见自己的罪。
Help us to repent.
主啊，帮助我们让我们可以来悔改。
Of our division with one another.
主，我们当中的分裂、纷争。
If there is anyone that we have attitude against, forgive us.
主啊，求你赦免我们的过犯。如果我们给别人一个不好的态度
，Baptize us in the Holy Spirit。
主，用你的圣灵来浇灌我们。
Baptize us into the love of God。
主啊，用你的爱，耶稣的爱来浇灌我们。
Baptize us in the joy of the Holy Ghost。
主啊，叫我们能够受浸在那个圣灵的喜乐当中。
Fill us with that great joy of Jesus。
主啊，用那个耶稣极大的喜乐来浇灌我们。
Let your light shine into every part of our heart.
主啊，让我们的心里每个角落都充满了神的光。
Take more control.
主啊，求你来掌权。
Not just our tongue to speak in tongues.
主啊，不只是我们的舌头能够来说方言。
But take control of all of our heart.
主啊，求你来掌管我们的全心。
Our mind.
我们的意念
and let us be filled with Christ in Christ alone.
主啊，让我们的里面可以被耶稣来充满，同时也就唯一就只有耶稣。
Jesus, we want to answer your call. We want to be your bride.
主，我们要回应你的呼召，那个你对心腹的呼召。
But we need you to clothe us with your righteousness.
但是主，我们需要你用你的公义来为我们做衣裳。
Clothe us in garments of white.
主啊，为我们穿上那洁白的衣服。
Let us walk in the light as you are in the light.
主啊，就像如同你在光一样，让我们可以行走在光的当中。
Let the blood of Jesus may cleanse us from all sin.
主啊，耶稣基督的血可以洁净我们一切的过犯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, even though our meeting is ending, we want you to take time to be quiet before Jesus.
即便是我们聚会快结束了，但是我还是要告诉各位，你们要花一些时间，安静在神的面前。
Take time for him to speak to you.
花一些时间，所以神可以对你说话。
And open your heart to receive his spirit.
同时打开你的心来接受他的灵。
He is here.
神在这里。
Just like he said, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is.
就像他所说的，当有两三个人奉他名聚会的时候，他就必在我们的当中。
He's in the midst.
神在我们的当中。
And if you have opportunity to have Andrew Murray's book, maybe you can read in that during the next week.
如果你有机会跟念穆安德烈说话，也许在下个礼拜你可以读他的书。
As we still have one more class together next week.
下一星期我们还有一堂课。
And we'll believe the Lord to finish his work.
我们会相信主，他必要做成他的工。
God bless you each one.
神祝福你们每一位。
Hallelujah. Oh, the fire of God is burning within our hearts.
神的火在我们里面燃烧。
That's the Holy Spirit.
那个是圣灵。
May he burn in every heart.
愿圣灵在每个人的心里面来燃烧。
With more love for Jesus.
让你们里面可以烧出更多对耶稣的爱。
Hallelujah. God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Hallelujah. 祝福在我心，祝福在我心。Curtain chimney to end, she do watch and watch. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We believe you, Jesus. Amen.
All right, Martha, we have concluded.
We are closing, right?
Yes, we're closing.
Oh, good.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Martha.
Love you.
Love you too.